Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White is on the other end of the line. How have you been, my friend? Long time no see. You doing well?
I'm glad to be on board. How about you, sir?
I think I'm doing okay. I mean, other than the fact that we both live in Illinois. I mean,
and born in Illinois, too.
You know, born in Illinois. We've got our, you know, you and I both fret about what's going on in Springfield. And you've been very busy. You know, these new DUI laws, the Secretary of State, I mean, you've been very active, especially in these. I think it could we call it growing the interlock program now that we've learned more about the alcohol ignition interlock device program?
Yeah, commonly referred to as the BAID device.
Yeah, I think our faith in that program has grown, and these new laws reflect that.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. Right now, Tom, there are about 10,000 people who have this device in their automobile, which means that if by chance you happen to get a DUI and you still want to drive while your legal matters are being adjudicated, then you would ask for this device to be installed in your car. And it's about $1,500 a year, and then it's half that amount for a six-month period of time. But the bottom line is this is making our roads a lot safer. And as a result of this device, there's been a 44% reduction in loss of lives at the hands of these individuals who have had this device installed in the automobile.
I didn't realize that number, and I'm glad. Well, that's why we've got the Secretary of State on, isn't it? There was one in particular. And I kind of thought this was an enlightened approach because people make mistakes. I've actually been in a DUI class where the teacher asked everybody in the class to raise their hands if they didn't eat before they got their DUI. And there were two people who didn't raise their hands. All right, they didn't eat. They went out and had maybe a few drinks after work, and the next thing you know, they've made a huge mistake that could have resulted in, well, you and I both have to say this, it could have killed somebody.
Sure.
Okay, but this new idea that getting rid of the 30-day mandatory driving suspension for all offenders and then providing the option for the interlock device until, as you said, items are adjudicated, I find this a very enlightened approach.
Well, thank you very much. Now, see, what happens is that once you get a DUI and you still want to drive, then you would ask the Secretary of State to have this device installed in your automobile. And the device is placed, you know, for you to blow into it, and then we've become a little bit more sophisticated. We put a camera in your automobile as well, and it will let us know who the person is who is going into the tube. I was in high school, and I indicated to the students that about the device, and I said that you have to blow into the tube. She said, "Well, if he cannot blow into it successfully, can I blow into it for him?" I said, "Yes, you can, but you're looking for a one-year period of time in jail." And then the lights should have come on and let you know that you're in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong person at the wheel.
Yeah.
And so we want our roads to be the safest ever. We have this device installed, and we are encouraging everyone who happens to get a DUI to make sure that they request this device to be installed in the automobile.
Now, there were a total of five change. Well, wait a second. See, that's where I'm getting carried away. The governor still has to sign this.
Yes, it's Senate Bill 627. And many times individuals who get a DUI and the officer asks them to sign on the dotted line, they refuse to sign. Well, we will now be able to indicate in court that the person refused to sign the document. And that's been one of the reasons which lawyers have been able to help their client to avoid some of these charges.
All right. So this is the part that I wanted to ask you about. There was this portion of this legislation that requires a signature line to the warning to motorists form. Is that what you're talking about, Jesse?
That's exactly right.
Okay, it's the one that acknowledges I was here, I did this, I was informed of this.
And I was arrested, and here's my signature.
You know, when you make, I think they're a total of five?
Yeah, they're five.
Five? Okay, so there's the 30-day, the sign here. Is there something else here that we're missing?
Well, you know, when the first DUI offender, if you get involved with bodily harm to an individual or causes disability or disfigurement, then that was one of the reasons as to why in the past you could not get it. Now we will allow you to get the BAID device installed on your automobile.
Okay.
And then if you're revoked for your license has been revoked, we'll allow you to, again, have this device installed in your automobile. In the past, there was a 10-year period of time where if you had one or two DUIs, within a 10-year period of time, you would not be allowed to use this device. And now you can have this device installed on your automobile. We want everyone who has a problem to be able to have this device installed because we don't want drunks driving drunk. We have a governor there, and I'm saying the governor, the device that will not allow you to start your automobile if you are impaired.
All right. You've already hit on one of the ways that I know people were getting around the breath program, the interlock device. They were having somebody else blowing the tube. All right, so we got cameras, so we got documentation. But I've also had people say, well, what I do is I just leave my car running in the parking lot while I'm inside
that,
the bar.
That won't work, too. There will be a series of beeps that will emit that will let you know that every so often you have to blow into the tube.
All right. What is it, like every 20, 30? Oh, it's random, isn't it? I think I read
it's
this
random,
somewhere. Now
yeah.
I'm thinking about. It random, it beeps.
It's called gotcha.
Because I'd heard somebody say, well, what happens if it happens while if it beeps while you're driving and trying to blow in a tube? And I said, I don't think it does that.
It does, but it'll let you know that you have time to blow into it.
Oh, so you can pull off to the side of the road?
Yeah, you can continue on.
Okay.
Blow into it.
Okay, good. All right. You know, I was kind of curious whenever I saw this new proposed law to reintroduce happy hour in the state of Illinois. Well, you and I have been fortunate enough to walk the planet long enough to know why this law was put in the first place. And people saying, look, this happy hour law, we're thinking about taking it off the books. I think you have to have, if you're doing a discount, it has to last, I think, 4 hours, something like that. Which brings back to an old friend of mine who's an old crusty guy who really likes to give me guidance. And he says, look, if we were really against drinking and driving in the state of Illinois, why are there parking lots at bars?
Okay, I got you.
So, you know, and I can hear his voice say, hey, look, happy hours, you know, which is more important, the economy or saving somebody's life? I can hear his voice. He's always been very critical about, DUIs in this state. Yeah, that happens when you lose somebody you love, right?
Well, you're absolutely correct. I'm a strong believer that gas and alcohol is a terrible brew and the two should not ever meet. And one of the best times for that to occur, not that it's something good, is with the happy hour approach.
Well, I think it helped, but I don't know. I mean, gee whiz, it's been on so long, I just take it for granted that there are no happy hours, you know, in the state of Illinois. So.
Well, we have enough problems as is from individuals going out, enjoying themselves at the local bar or at the party or whatever the celebration may be. But when you're giving them an enhanced ability to go out and consume more liquid appeasement than they should, then it may create a problem for the Secretary of State's office and the roads of Illinois, because my mission, as I said earlier, is to help make the roads of Illinois the safest ever, and I don't know if this speaks to it.
So, how are we doing on this pursuit? See, what's weird, because I work in news, so I think my vision is distorted by the fact that I'm looking for these things every day. And sometimes I find them, sometimes I don't. They're terrible car crashes or maybe a DUI or just someone who does a hit and run. I mean, there's always this stuff. So, I mean, are we doing better, Jesse?
We're doing better, but there's a lot more to be done, and every day we work toward that end.
I swear that if there was one place that I could do the magic wand and get my wish, it'd be construction zones.
Well, there's a law that's put on a book, and that is if by chance you happen to hit one of our construction workers, or a road warrior, then of course you have an enhanced penalty.
I don't know that it's doing the job. And it's because I'm driving through a construction zone every day, coming into to and from work. When I see somebody painting their toenails while they're driving in a construction zone, I just fully expect their phone to ring and them to pick it up and answer it too. I just have gotten so cynical about some of the speeding and some of the activities that I see in construction zones that I'm really troubled by. And the speeding, probably number one.
Well, you know, you also have the texting and talking on the cell phones. I was involved with establishing the ban on those practices as well. Those are terrible things to do. Talk on your cell phone, but more importantly, talk on your cell phone in a school zone or a construction zone, of course, that's an enhanced penalty. If by chance you have an accident, law enforcement can go to your phone and find out what you were doing at the time of the accident, which means that it could enhance the penalty for you hitting a person, a student, or a construction worker.
But there's no tracking on toenail painting.
I'm out there. I've seen it all.
I know you have. You and I talked about that once before where you had your driver say, pull over, I need to talk to this guy. And you gave him a lecture. So, I laugh at these things, but the fact is, I guess I laugh rather than cry, but some of these things I find troubling, and I know you do as well. It's interesting that, you know, I have the opportunity to speak to you this morning. I consider myself lucky. I literally was in contact with a man yesterday because I wanted to start some planning for my retirement. Who knew I was going to live this long? I really didn't plan on it going this long, but it has, and I'm very happy about it. And then to find out when I heard your messaging about, look, for when you're dealing with people like this, check and make sure they're good, solid people. I was literally making an appointment next week to start on my retirement planning, and I'm thinking, you know, wow, what, that's a pretty good idea.